in this bulletin. New COVID-19 cases in Victoria break records again as a major town goes into lockdown. The World Health Organization works to formalise long COVID diagnosis and definition. And in sport, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr shortlisted for one of football's most prestigious awards. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. Victoria has again broken national records with 1,965 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and a further five deaths. It's the highest number recorded in any Australian jurisdiction since the beginning of the pandemic. It comes as residents in the Victorian border town of Mildura begin a seven-day lockdown, with the same rules as Melbourne except for the nightly curfew. With Melbourne's rising cases feared to have been fuelled by recent protests, former acting police minister Danny Pearson insists the reputation of Victoria Police hasn't been impacted. Amid allegations, officers are choosing to take sick leave or resign rather than enforce restrictions.
No, I don't believe so. I mean, I think that the people I speak with are in awe and are inspired by Victoria Police. Our officers have done an amazing job.
When it comes to vaccinations, Victoria is not far behind New South Wales, with 85% of the population over 16 having received one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. 57% of the population is fully vaccinated. New South Wales recorded 580 new COVID-19 cases and a further 11 deaths. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the state is close to hitting 90% first dose vaccination for over 16s.
We know that as we open up, case numbers will increase. But what has been key to keeping people safe is our high vaccination rate. We have the highest vaccination rate in the country, and importantly, we're coming close on that first dose mark to 90%.
It comes as restrictions ease for fully vaccinated residents on Monday. However, Mr. Perrottet hasn't confirmed whether authorities will be policing the movement of those who are not fully vaccinated. Health Minister Brad Hazzard says people who haven't yet received a shot owe it to the rest of the community to go and get vaccinated.
Please go and get vaccinated. It's not really reasonable or fair that 70%, or even when we get to 80%, it's not fair that 70 or 80% of the community have done what they can to keep the rest of us safe. I would just say that our obligation is for all of the New South Wales residents to keep our entire New South Wales community safe.
Meanwhile, State Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says authorities have detected a different Delta strain in the community from the original that sparked the outbreak, but she says it isn't of concern. The World Health Organization has released the first official clinical definition of so-called long COVID after global consultation. The emerging illness, which is also referred to as post-COVID, occurs in those who have new infections usually within 3 months from the first onset of COVID-19 symptoms, with symptoms that last for at least 2 months and can't be explained by an alternative diagnosis. Dr. Janet Diaz, head of clinical management, says a lack of clarity among healthcare professionals complicates efforts in research and treatment.
This is an important step forward to standardize the recognition of patients living with post-COVID-19 condition. We hope it will help clinicians and health workers recognize patients and start them on appropriate treatments and interventions and care pathways. We hope that policymakers and health systems will set up and implement integrated care models to care for these patients.
The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development says countries have agreed on a global deal to ensure big companies pay a minimum tax rate of 15%. They've also pledged to make tax evasion harder. Four countries, Kenya, Nigeria, Pakistan and Sri Lanka, have yet to sign up to the agreement. OEC Secretary-General and former Australian Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has called it a major victory for effective and balanced multilateralism. To sport and in football, Matilda's captain Sam Kerr has made it into the 20-strong shortlist for the 2021 Women's Ballon d'Or, the prize for the world's best footballer. Kerr, whose goals helped Chelsea to a League Cup double while also shooting them to the Champions League final, is again topping the scoring charts in the WSL this season after scoring six for the Matildas in Tokyo. The 28-year-old is among five Chelsea players on the shortlist. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20 degrees. Adelaide, afternoon shower or two, 21. Melbourne, mostly sunny morning and late shower or two, 23. Hobart, possible morning shower, 18. Canberra, mostly sunny, 24. Wollongong, much the same, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny, 26. Newcastle, sunny and 30. Brisbane, similar conditions, 29. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. Darwin, mostly sunny, 35 degrees. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.